Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Crossing the Protein Chasm. One of the things I love to do when traveling on business is checking out new restaurant concepts. On a recent visit to Chicago, I visited Protein Bar, and I haven't stopped thinking about the brand since. A little background. Protein Bar opened in May of this year. It's the brainchild of Matt Matros, who became a believer in protein after losing 60 pounds on a high-protein diet. Protein Bar offers smoothies and other blended drinks with fun, locally inspired names like Wrigley Peeled, along with bowls, wraps, and soups, all high in protein, low in sugar, and all served up with a stylish yet friendly vibe. The brand's mission is to be the destination for individuals seeking the quick and filling essential protein they need to live a healthy, active lifestyle. I had a great experience at the place, and so that's part of the reason why the brand has stuck with me. But it's also been on my mind because the company has a big challenge ahead, and I'm not sure how to solve it yet. You see, Metro says his ingredient mix is a point of difference from competitors, and he's banking on the loyalty of clientele who want low-fat, high-protein meals served several times a day. But I believe it's going to take more than a great product and a satisfied fan base for Protein Bar to grow from being a single unit with modest revenues to a thriving QSR chain. I believe protein is going to have to cross the chasm. Now, crossing the chasm is a concept introduced by Jeffrey A. Moore in a book by the same name. The chasm represents the huge gulf between two distinct markets. The first is comprised of early adopters and insiders who are quick to appreciate the value of a new development. The second is the mainstream market, which wants to experience the benefits of the new development, but is much less likely to accept it unless it's been tested and proven, and the benefits of switching from the current options are made clear, and the value of the new option is made relevant to their lives. Moore explains that many new product introductions falter because they aren't able to cross that chasm. And he advises winning entry to the mainstream market by targeting a very specific niche market where you can dominate from the outside, forcing your competitors or existing options out of that market niche, and then using it as a base for broader operations. Although the book was written originally 20 years ago and spoke primarily to the adoption of new technologies, I still find it a useful reference as I help clients plot new product introductions, and I think it definitely applies to Protein Bar. The superiority of the kinds of products Protein Bar serves are well understood and valued by bodybuilders and fitness professionals and health and wellness enthusiasts. They're the early market, but the mainstream market has yet to adopt this understanding. In order for Protein Bar to generate sufficient market demand and acceptance to fuel significant business growth, it's going to have to figure out how to cross the chasm, how to stimulate a groundswell of demand for protein among mainstream consumers. Embracing Jeffrey Moore's approach seems to make sense. Identify a specific niche market to dominate, and then use it to evangelize the concept to the broader market. Perhaps the niche is moms with young children who need to eat healthily but are too busy to prepare protein-rich meals for themselves. Or maybe it's dieters looking for ways to supplement their existing Atkins or South Beach diet programs. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I believe the right strategy is, as Moore advises, to take a, quote, big fish, small pond approach, which leads you to owning a market and having enough power and momentum to ignite strong word of mouth. I wonder if you have any thoughts or advice for Protein Bar. Please let me know. And in the meantime, let me just say kudos and best wishes to Matt Matros and his great crew at Protein Bar. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care and thanks again.